Hello, and welcome to Earning Your Stripes, a special series featuring West Des Moines Community Schools Superintendent Dr. Matt Adams. In this series, Dr. Adams will interview students, staff, parents, and community leaders. Each play a very important role in supporting student success. Enjoy this latest episode.
Well, welcome back to my podcast, Earning Your Stripes. I'm so excited to be with Natasha Kalan today. I mentioned it in the hallway one day as I was walking through Valley, and you gave me a big bright smile and you stopped and you talked to me and just enjoyed my conversation. So thanks for joining me today.
I'm glad to be here.
So when I think about the 4A's, and it was something that I learned about when I first came to West Des Moines Community Schools, academics, the arts, activities, athletics. And I really think about how students should be connecting to their school beyond just going to the classroom. So could you talk to us a little bit about how are you connecting in school besides just going to class?
Well, I'm a very big on relationships. So I usually, the way I connect with school is through the administrators and staffs. Like, I love talking, for example, to Ms. Gaunt. I love talking to her and Ms. Karnowski. Like, they're awesome people. And through activities. I'm part of a speech, and I met a lot of new people that I never seen before, but they're such a great team when we're all together. And just the time that we, you know, we practice together, hearing everybody's, you know, amazing talents, you know, seeing it, it's just like, I feel like it just helps me connect better to school and feel involved. Also, like, IJAG, even though it is, like, in classroom, but it's also, you know, helps you on experience outside of the classroom, but still connects you to school. It takes a lot of responsibility. It teaches me a lot about that. And, you know, being close to different people, you know, with different backgrounds. So, I think those are the few things that really connects me to school.
I love how you talk about relationships, and that's kind of your connector. So, and that was one of the questions that I had. How important are relationships when you think about being in a club or being a part of a team? How important are relationships, or why are they important?
Relationships are very important because they lead to many opportunities. Like, you never know who you will really meet, you know, that would be part of something that you always wanted to be part of. Like, for instance, Mr. Maxwell. I walked into his room, his office one day, and I saw this big chess head thing sitting there. And I always wanted to, like, try chess. And I didn't know he played. So then I asked him, hey, Mr. Maxwell, do you play chess? And he's like, yeah, I play chess. And he grabbed out this chess board. He started to teach me. And then I was so excited because I learned how to play chess, and it was actually fun. You know, and then drama. I think it was last year that I actually went to a drama class. And it was because of my friend. My friend was like, hey, if you're on court, let's go to this drama class. We went there. It was so fun. I think that's the time Ms. Jensen was here. Ms. Hansen was here. And it was such a fun class. Got to meet new people, interact with people I usually saw in the hallway, but, you know, never really talk to. So, you know, relations are very important. They take you different places. They make you, you know, think of things that you never thought of. You know, when having a conversation with another person and hearing their thoughts and ideas on things that you never really, you know, ever crossed your mind, you're like, wow, you know, it enlightens you. And for me, I love learning. I'm a very curious person. So to hear somebody else's idea or what they think and then just have a conversation about that or go deeper than just what's on the surface, that's what, you know, makes me want to draw closer to certain people, well, not certain, but anybody that I meet to have a relationship.
That sounds fantastic. I just think about how I met you. Yeah, you didn't know. I stopped you in the hall. You didn't know who I was. Yet we had this wonderful conversation about school and how you were connecting to school, and you know, it was a very easy conversation to have with you. You're very easy to talk to, so I can see that being a strength for you. Matter of fact, when I think about talking to you in the office, you shared a poem with me.
Yeah.
And I'll be frank, I was very moved by that. And I was hoping that today you would share that poem with us. If you'd be willing to share that with us, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I have a poem I can share. To Someone, Somewhere, by Tasha Kay. Too many colors fall from the trees. Love flows through the breeze and sunlight touches me. Within my eyes, I see everything pass by and music is all I hear. Somewhere, someone sees what I see. And somewhere, someone doesn't. Their eyes would be low and around them, darkness plants its schemes. No love in their breeze. Tears drop like leaves from trees, but no color. Somewhere, someone is afraid. And a wall is built for their mind and body. Hesitation is all they have. No love in their breeze. Tears drop like leaves from trees, but no color. Somewhere, someone is filled with joy, outgoing and alive or dead. And in reality, they are a mess. Joy for a moment and sadness for a lifetime. The places I've been are frightening. They leave something you don't want to keep, shattered memories of hate and anger. Hesitation filled my body and mind, and fear never left my sight. And darkness killed me when I wasn't looking. I was too busy in the moment of joy. And when it ended, I felt the blood flow through my shirt. And my own tears became my enemy and drowned me. But there were no knives. And I was still breathing. So I was considered fine. And that time, and as time goes by, you grow in this empty hole that was dug too deep. And people would tell a story about men and women who had ropes and ladders to get you out, but they only continued on. And that there would be another who would have a shovel who then jumps in with you because they know the way out. They've been there before. There are doors that are open and many in our eyes that are closed. So we choose to stay where we're safe from the hurting. But the truth is, nowhere is safe when you're hurting. Why is it that we all have problems and tears? Why is it that we all choose the same path but say it's different? Why is it that in the midst of our sadness, we choose the sad music? Why is it that we all hide behind distractions, that we all act like we're fine? Why is it that we turn away from the one who loves us the most? Yes. I've been places that are frightening, but I've also been to peace and comfort's home. And I walked with my Savior. I saw a garden filled with endless sunlight as trees and flowers grew. I saw an ocean that never grew angry against the sand, but embraced it with its waves. I felt breeze of relief and fullness. I saw a sunset that praised and glorified its creator. I heard music from every instrument that knows its master. Sound of love flowed through the air, and I danced in praise to the one who created all these. I saw rain on the other side, and it only came down to grow the seeds. And I saw a rainbow representing peace. I saw the simple things, the beautiful, wonderful, simple things. And I felt home and free. The world doesn't seek the simple things, though it's all around us. Neither does it stop to embrace and praise. Its eyes are closed and walks blindly to a cliff. It's angry, but it's not afraid of where it's going. So to someone, somewhere, leave the world. Let it be. Don't let it guide you don't let it guide you over the cliff. Don't let fear stop you from seeing the truth. You have found yourself in a hole and many has passed by you, but Jesus will jump in. He'll show you the way out. He's been there before. He will show you what he showed me and tell you what he told me, that love is one and one is God. There is healing for those who know. And the meaning and true definition, there is peace where you're not looking. Thank you.
You shared a poem with me.
Yeah.
And I'll be frank, I was very moved by that, and I was hoping that today you would share that poem with us. If you'd be willing to share that with us, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I have a poem I can share.
Well, clearly, that was fantastic. when I think about the portrait of a learner, one that stands out in my mind when I think of you as communicator, someone that's able to convey ideas and information effectively. Mm. I think that's really important. So, you know, why do you think it's important to be a strong communicator?
I think it's important to be a strong communicator, you know, because you want somebody to understand you, you know, and you would also want to understand somebody else. So I feel like, you know, just being open to put yourself out there and just, you know, start talking to somebody, it boosts your confidence. You know, I think I can say that when I start communicating with somebody, especially if I don't know them, I would say it really boosts my confidence to, you know, explore. Honestly, you know, and taking your time to listen to somebody else, that you learn that in life, you know. And I feel like when we put ourselves out there to communicate with other people, we're learning what we're going to have, eventually going to have to know in like workplace or like places we go, you know. Like, for instance, I was in sales today, and that's all my teacher talks about is communicating with people, you know. So, you know, you're going to need these, you know, these are necessities. Like, communicating is a necessity, you know, in life.
Well, you're very effective at that. Earlier on, when we were talking about relationships, you were clearly value perspectives, mm-hmm. and understanding other people's perspectives and exploring that, I think, is the word that you use.
Yeah.
So I kind of like how you kind of connect those, that when you think about communication, it's also about listening and learning from other people. That's
right.
Awesome. So when we think about just high school, what's going on in high school for you? How well are we preparing you? So when I think about, you know, portrait of a graduate, you know, I want you to be a critical thinker, a strong communicator, an innovator. How well are we preparing you for something after high school, whether that be for career, prepare you for life, or prepare you for post-secondary? How are we doing?
You're doing pretty good, actually. I gotta say that I learned a lot over the years through the classrooms. Like, I mean, you just asked me a few questions and I gave you examples from where I've been in school. So that tells you a lot. I gotta say, the activities that you guys have at this school really put kids out there. And I feel like us being able to have access to these activities help us to grow, to explore opportunities.
What advice would you give to students? So I think about the hundreds of students over there at Valley Southwoods. You went to Valley Southwoods,
yeah.
You know, in anticipation of coming over here to Valley. And now you're here. You've got all these lived experiences here in Valley. What advice would you have for students as they get ready to transition into Valley and into this high school?
Come with passion. That is the biggest thing I would say that is important. Because when you walk into a place having a passion to learn and want to do something, you will find yourself in so many and endless opportunities and possibilities. And Valley has all of that. They have a lot of programs, a lot of classes that I never thought, you know, existed. When you're coming from Southwoods, come with that passion to want to learn something about yourself. Yeah.
That's awesome. Not only have you thought about that, you've given that advice. I love how you talk about that. This is your chance, and you know this one was coming. You know, who's that adult? Who's that one adult in your life here at school? Your parent, your guardian, obviously at home, that's your best friend. That's the person that you connect with. But here at school, I want somebody that you can go to when you have a problem, when you need help. Who would that be for you?
That would be Miss Gaunt. Donna Gaunt, everybody. That is my go-to girl. Like, I love her so much. She really helped me through, you know, my rough times and through my joyful times. I remember the time that I was having a breakdown, which I haven't had in a long time, but I did, because I was struggling. And I came in her office and I just broke down crying in tears. And she didn't have to say anything. She got up, rushed to me, and hugged me. You know, and then we just sat, you know, in the conference room. We just talked. And I just told her everything that I was feeling and what was going through. And she understood every single word that came out of my mouth. And she offered me that comfort. And I loved that.
What do you plan on doing after high school?
So after high school, I'm going to Boston, to Suffolk University in downtown Boston, for college. I'm going to major in interior architecture. I always wanted to do that since eighth grade. Something I want to do. Oh, and then I'm going to get an internship in architecture. What I'm doing.
Well, there's no doubt in my mind, whatever you decide to do, you will do it and do it very, very well.
Yes.
I appreciate your time today. You are such a pleasure to talk to. I appreciate you just carving out some time to share your story with me and your thoughts and your passions. And you are very curious and you do want to explore, and it inspires me when I have students in Valley talking like that. So thank you for that.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. This was amazing.
You have been listening to Earning Your Stripes with Superintendent Matt Adams. We look forward to connecting with you again soon, maybe on our website, wdmcs.org, or on our Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter accounts. Subscribe on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Spotify, and YouTube. See you soon.